And of course, time for us to speak to Nadine Pile. Hello, Nadine.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, Vryheid is never cold, apparently.
You don't want to know about how cold it is this morning.
Is it freezing?
It's freezing, yes.
Okay. So, you kind of, when you open the tap, then the water doesn't come out. It's frozen.
Yeah, it's frozen.
sorry, Nadine. So we want to look at something today. Everywhere you go, you have people walking into things sometimes, walking into other people and so on in malls, mm-hmm. because they just keep looking down at their cell phones. Is it always young people?
It's not always young people, and I think that's a sad thing. It's just that we seem to get more frustrated with the young people. But it's adults as well. And sometimes I worry that some people might cross the road while looking at their cell phones and get run over, because that's how addicted we are to our smartphones these days.
So it is an addiction.
Yes, it is an addiction, because when I think about it, sometimes we even have withdrawal symptoms if we don't have our phones next to us. You know, we can put our phones away and then 5 minutes will pass by and a person has to go and look for that phone.
Yes.
We are sitting in restaurants, but we are on our phone. And if we think about our teenagers, many people out there will understand the frustration when it comes to teenagers, and not even just teens now, it's kids in general, and how hooked they are on their phones. And to think that their brains are not even fully developed yet, and the tremendous effect that this is having on their development.
Perhaps it also speaks to the question of, because you know, talking development, how soon or at what age, or what age is the right age then to get to buy a cell phone for a child?
I guess that's always the question, you know, on our minds. And sometimes I feel that, you know, we have the debate of, on one hand, we cannot... we cannot totally keep our children away from technology, because we are living in a technological era, and so we cannot expect that, you know, we can keep them away from it. That's unrealistic, I feel. However, I think that we need to take stronger move in terms of, or stand in terms of trying to delay,
yes,
the access to phones of their own. You know, in 2004, studies were done, and 45% of children owned cell phones. And in recent research, up to 75% of children now own cell phones.
Is this around the world, or is this in South Africa?
This is around the world. This is a general study around the world. And if we look at how do we these days occupy babies and toddlers, we hand them cell phones.
Because then we can download their games and so on. Yes.
But we tend to do this. Our kids know how to operate our smartphones better than we do. And we're talking about even one-year-old toddlers that would know how to use a phone, and that actually would start to cry and want to have a cell phone in their hand.
Yeah. And so today, as we're talking about this, Nadine, obviously with the focus on the teens, are we wanting to then also give some advice to parents on how to deal with this sort of a thing?
Yes, I think that the key here is to firstly regulate usage. So, you know, we should never think that we could give our children cell phones and not regulate the usage of the cell phone. Because as wonderful as smartphones are, when they are in the hands of children specifically, and this is not only, as I say, this is not only related to children, adults do these things as well. But today we're speaking about our teen. And you find that cell phones cause a lot of conflict between parents and their teens, especially when it comes to overuse. But besides that, there are also certain dangers if we do not regulate and keep an eye on our teens. And we're looking at things like cyberbullying, you know, digital dating, sexting. And so all of these things, all of these dangers are out there, and they are virtual. So you think that your child is safe in your home, and actually they are not safe when they are on online platforms.
And so it's also, of course, access to the internet and so on. So what you're really saying is we need to manage it. We have a child who owns a cell phone, but as a parent, try and manage that access at all times.
Yes, we have to manage that, and I think that we have to also sit down with our teams. We have to talk about it from time to time. You know, we have to speak about the dangers. We have to speak about the cost, even. The cost.
Yes.
You know, data is like gold today. We cannot survive. It's one of those things. It's becoming part of our basic needs. You know, it's food and it's clothing and shelter and it's data. So we need to talk to them about these things. You know, for example, if the cell phone bill is being run up, if there's no sort of limits on the bill and there's a problem, if the Wi-Fi is being used up, type of thing. You know, you need to sit to them. You need to show them the account. You need to show them the bill and let them face reality as well. But for me, that you know, I face the same issues. I have a teenager. I face the same issues, and I know the frustrations. And so, the reason why I wanted to speak about this is that, you know, school starts up again next week. We're in the second half of the year, and I know that teenagers have been having a glorious time with their cell phones during the holiday. So, you know, it's time to buckle down. You start to also notice sometimes changes in your child. Please know that this is real. If you're having a child that's being withdrawn or suddenly, changing their diet, lack of appetite, withdrawal from activities, yes, this could also be related to their cell phone usage. So it's something to take seriously, and besides that, we are losing that contact, that connection within the family, and a lot of it has to do with the use of technology. So parents, let's sit down with our kids, let's have a conversation, and let's control and regulate the access to technology. And one way we can do this is to actually to put time limits on the usage of the when.
Yes.
When will you use this, and for how long will you be? Will you have access to your cell phone? I've tried a strategy with my daughter. We've had the discussion, and where I did not take her phone away because I feel we have to teach our kids to also exercise self-control. I did not take her phone away. I gave her that leeway in order to say, okay, you're allowed to use your phone between this and that time, and then you will take your phone and you will leave it in a certain area of the house. And if she cannot abide with that, if she cannot exercise that self-control, then obviously as her parent, I have to step in and then, you know, help
and then
her with that.
That's when, yes, that's when then she feels, mommy's being too strict.
Yeah, help her with that by meaning confiscate the phone.
And I have another question for you, Nadine. So when I visit you, at your house, how many minutes should I spend in your house, you know, after arriving, before I ask you the Wi-Fi password?
Give it at least 5 minutes. Give it at least, you know, at least get in the front door, and then we'll give you the Wi-Fi password. Actually, you know, I was joking with my mother the other day because my mom is 61 years old, but now she's all into her smartphone, and now I can't take her anywhere because she asked for the Wi-Fi password immediately. So yes, it's not only our teenagers; it's even the grandparents of today. So we all need to just jack ourselves up a little bit.
You see, there's the Mini World Youth Day coming up, of course, in December, in Durban. Yes. From the 6th to the 10th, of course, it's going to be a great event for young people. And, of course, that's one of the questions. Will there be free Wi-Fi for young people?
That is a pressing issue. Every December, I do a camp for girls. And one of the rules and which they sign on registration is you're not allowed to bring your cell phone with. They spend 1 week with me with no cell phones. They actually have to talk to each other.
Yes.
They actually make friendships, and it's wonderful. They cannot take photos of everything. As much as we love photographs, we do not need to take a photo of everything. We need to make memories. We need to make memories in our minds. And so we need to also, as the adults, set some examples and exercise our own self-control, be able to let go of our technology for a moment.
And of course, with cell phones, perhaps it's also linked to young people. I suppose all of us want to be heard and seen. But I think with young people, then, you know, on the cell phones, then you can go onto social media, you can go onto Twitter, you can take a picture of your food and post it. So whatever, really, your diary for the day, your movements for the day, everything that you're doing, you feel, okay, I need to let somebody know. I need to be heard. Is that why they also always have their cell phones in hand?
Yes, they need to be heard. It's a platform for them to communicate. It's a platform for them to express themselves as well. But what I worry about sometimes is that they use it as a platform for validation. They use it as a platform to boost sometimes a non-existent self-esteem. And that's where, you know, the danger comes in, because you find that, you know, especially, with the filters on our phones, some people cannot live without those filters because they make us look better than what we think we look. And therefore, you know, with our teens, especially with their very, very vulnerable and fragile self-esteem, self-concept, we have to watch this, because you find that a lot of them, they get boosted by the responses they get on social media, but many also get negative feedback on social media, are bullied on social media. And so, yes, with that platform comes also some cons, you know, that we have to look at.
Nadine, your parting shot?
My parting shot is that, yes, every child needs a way to communicate. We cannot keep it away from them. This is how they grow. This is how they are learning in this age. Don't keep it away from them, but please let us work together, parents, to try and manage, regulate, and to keep our family relationships intact.
And that's Nadine Pillay. Do email her, nadinepillay@rocketmail.com. Find her Facebook page, Hope, Wellness and Development. Thank you very much, Nadine.
Thank you so much.
And God bless. I won't ask for a Wi-Fi password when I come through. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
It's 7:30 on Radio Verity.